Okay, so today is Sunday, December 8th. We're going to talk about Malach HaShem Tzrich LeGufa. Now, I want to see, there's the fundamental machloket, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, about Malach HaShem Tzrich LeGufa. There's one problem. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnayos. Now, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, are they Tanaim or Amoraim? They are Tanaim. The problem is, it doesn't say anywhere in all the Mishnayos that there's any machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. But we'll see the Gemara assumes that there is a machlokes. So let's first see, let's turn to page, to Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which is one of the cases, Shabbos Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which is one of the eight cases that Tosfos went through, eight or nine cases. If you have seen all these eight Gemaras before you saw Tosos would have been a piece of cake. Because Tosos on the Tosos that we're going to work on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, is not a hard Tosos. He's very easy Tosos. It's just that he's quoting eight Gemaras that you might not have seen. So we'll familiarize ourselves with at least one. So look on the top, the very top of Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Jesse, you want to read sure. The top line, just the first few words?
Someone who tears in anger.
Yep.
The al miso and with regard to someone who passed away. Kol hamakalkulin and any type of thing, destructive thing.
Stop right there. Why do you think? Well, there's no other opinion here. So that's just the Mishnah. So why do you think that the Korea, are these two halachas or one halacha? Is there one halacha of Korea b'chamaso and al-meso and a second halacha of Mekalkal and Peturin?
I think they're one halacha.
I would agree. I think it would be one halacha.
Because
so
when it says b'chol ha-mekalkalin, it's saying, and I'm generalizing now.
I'm with you. I like that. So it sounds like there's this Petur called Mekalkal. So it's supposed to say why Mekalkal is Pater?
Oh, does
Tosfos
say?
Does the Mishnah say why Mekalkal is Pater?
No.
We're on Kuf Hei Amud Bet.
Okay, that's awesome.
If we had to guess, why would we think that Mekalkal would be Pater? Yeah? The independent,
well,
Jesse.
You mean if we're to guess independent about everything that we learned before?
Yeah, if you just opened up to this mission without reading this today, if you had read this 3 weeks ago, why would you have thought that the mission says Mekalkal is Pater?
Well, I just from knowing, that means I still know the mission that lists all the 39 halachos. So,
yeah.
So some of them have like the phrase, you're doing something like for the sake of something else. You're destroying something for the sake of
building
or something like that. So if it's purely for destructive purposes, then that's why I would think it's Pater.
So are you saying that it's just not a fulfillment of the Malacha? It's just not what the Malacha is? Or you're saying there's some special rule that applies to Shabbos that Mekalkal is Pater? You're just saying that the Malacha...
It's very hard to think this way without knowing Malachas Machsheves and... With already knowing.
Okay, so you're saying, fine. So you said the word Melechas Machshavas, that's fine. So if you read this Mishnah, you would have thought it's Pater because there's this concept that Melechas on Shabbos need to be Melechas Machshavas. And if it's Mekalka, it does not fulfill that requirement of Melechas Machshavas.
You could technically fulfill Melechas Machshavas by doing a Melecha for being Mekalka or something.
Meaning if your intent is to destroy something, maybe that would be Melechas Machshavas?
Yeah.
We could question it.
What is.
Right, because we just don't know really what it is. But or we could say no, that Melechas Machshavas by definition can't be Kilkol, and Melechas Machshavas, which we will define as a positive constructive act, are by definition not the same.
Which is why I'm wondering why you would ask these questions without reading the full Mishnah. It's like when you read a line of Mishnah in a vacuum, it's like an intellectual exercise that's not necessarily...
Yeah, because it's just to make my point, which is just to see what the options are. The next part is just talk about how much the sheer of... It's not about what the whether you, a patur of this or that. It's talking about how much you have to do to be chayav. So we don't really need the rest of the Mishnah. Okay, let's skip down. Actually, look at the first line of the Gemara. Just read the first line of the Gemara.
Or minhu, so they apparently pit two sources against each other.
Good.
Hakorei v'chamaso.
How what?
Hakorea v'chamaso uba'avelo v'almito chayev. So apparently, I guess we have another Hanaitic statement.
Good.
Someone who tears in their in anger or in their mourning for someone who passed away, they're chayev.
Okay, that's all. So that we have a contradiction. I skipped to the first line of the Gemara. Now, I want you to go all the way down. Right adjacent to Tosfot Lo Tzricha. A little bit below Tosfot Lo Tzricha. One line below the Tosfot Lo Tzricha, the end of the line says Tinach Meito. I understand the contradiction. We resolved the contradiction between Meito when you're ripping for your mate. That's talking about when somebody does Kriya for Avelut. There, I understand. We gave an answer, which is not important for you and I right now.
In the Tosfot?
No, I mean the Gemara, which is. It's the lines towards the end of the skinny lines. First line is Ela Chamato Achamato Kasha. We still have this contradiction between if you tear for your anger out of anger. Did you ever rip something out of anger?
Yeah.
Right? Like if I was teaching and somebody was doing their like statistics homework during my class, I would just grab it from them and just rip it in half. Right? Something like that?
Did
you? So Kasha. Kasha. So the Gemara asks, Kasha. And it says the Gemara, Chamato Achamato.
No.
The case of those two, the contradiction of whether you chayav apata when you rip out of anger, Nami Lo Kasha. First one is Lo Kasha. Why? Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon. Go ahead, Jesse. Ha Rabbi Yehuda.
Ha Rabbi Yehuda, this, which is said like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Malacha She'in Tzricha Legufa Chayav Aleha. Is the man Damir who says that you're high from Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Ha Rabbi Shimon Damir Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Patar Aleha.
Fine. Well, that's all we need to see. Here we see the Gemara tells us that there is a machlokas, even though there is no Mishnah anywhere, even though there are lots and lots of Mishnahs that talk about the topic, the Mishnah will either be citing Rabbi Yehuda's opinion or Rabbi Shimon's opinion of those eight given or nine given scenarios, but the Mishnah is never going to present the two opinions as arguing one with another in the Mishnah. Fine, that's one story. Next story, let's look at Ayin. Just also a quick glance at the Gemara on Daf. Ayin Gimel Amud Bet, 73b.
Isn't that...
This is the Guma Gemara. Did you look this up already?
Yes.
So you want to read it? Where is it?
What?
Oh. Amar Rabbi Abba. It's smack. Ayin Gimel Amud Bet. It's about 60% down.
Yeah, by Tzarek. One line up from the Tosfos Tzarek.
One line above Tosfos Tzarek.
Gimel Amud Bet,
Ayin Gimel Amud Bet.
Amar Rabbi Abba. Like the Mishnah that says on the
okay, go ahead, Reuven.
Amar, Rabbi Abba.
Uh huh.
Sorry, where are the pages at?
60% down, right above the line above Tosfot Vitzarech.
Sorry,
what's
the start line?
Besada Mishum Choresh, period.
And Amar Rabbi Abba.
Amar Rabbi Abba, Achof Eshoma Beshabbat, Eino Tzarech Ela Leachara, Patur Alea. The Afilu de.
Stop, what does that mean?
If you're digging a pit, and you don't need the pit, but you need the dirt, then you would be patur. On that case, it would be Pater. Vafilu le Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Melacha she'ena tzricha legufa chaya baleh. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds.
Who normally holds.
Right. You normally hold that Melacha she'ena tzricha legufa chaya. In this case, you would hold that you're Pater.
Right. Because when does he hold that you're chayav? When it's honey mealy? When does he hold that you're chayav honey mealy mitakin? If you're improving something, if you're fixing something.
Right.
Hi, Mikalkalhu. Here you're destroying something.
How are you destroying?
Rashi says you're destroying your house. I guess if you're digging a hole in your house, you're doing something
destroying
negative.
The backyard?
Yeah. Backyard or the floor of your house. Fine. Now we could come
so wait, Rabbi Yehuda would not hold the flame if I'm just digging a pit in the middle of a beach.
That sounds like it's true.
What I just said?
That it won't be Mekalka if it's in the beach. Look at Rashi Metakin.
Where?
Rashi. I don't know, like 10 to the last skinny line in Rashi.
What's the Divrei Maskil?
Metakin.
Yeah, literally 10.
Oh, yeah.
Momotzi et hamet lekuvro, eino tzarich lekufa dehotza, velo lamet ela lefanot beito dehotza tzricha lekufa, kigon shehutzarich lechefetz ze b'makom achir.
So you just read a run-on sentence. You have to break this Rashi up into two halves. Want to try it again? Who could tell me where to put the pause in the middle of this Rashi? You'll see where you're going to put the period. Good. Oh, I don't have one. Yeah, Beito. So read it again, Ravain.
Kimo motzi et hamet lekovro, eino tzarich legufa dehotza, velo lamet, ela
lekovro. What are those two things that he's saying?
You don't need the.
What does he mean, legufa dehotzah velo lemet? What does he mean by those two phrases?
Legufa and what?
Eino tzarech lo legufa dehotzah velo lemet. What is he saying with that extra? He's adding, you don't need this, nor do you need that.
The essential part isn't the hotzah of the base.
What is it? What are the two things he's saying here? He's saying two things. What does the gufa de hotza mean?
The actual malacha hotza.
The hotza itself.
You don't need the hotza itself, nor do you need the body specifically.
Yeah, I don't
know. I just need to remove it.
So he's saying you neither need this item that you're moving, nor do you need the act of moving. It's not like you need to exercise, so you're carrying a weight and you're doing chutzah because you need to, I don't know, do an act of chutzah. That already would be potentially, yeah, that might be melacha shetzricha legufa. You need the act of chutzah. Well, Rashi is telling you a very important thing right now, that melacha shetzricha legufa involves two things. A, needing the action, or needing the thing. Let me try to think of an example. I don't have a good example. What's a case where you do or do not need the action?
That's a good one.
A case where you might or might not need the action of the malacha. As opposed to, where is it an action that you do a malacha with an item, and we could differentiate between either needing the item or needing the action.
Whatever, if you're practicing how to write.
Great. Okay, you're practicing how to write. So I don't really need there to be
no,
a text written afterwards, but I need to write. So it sounds from this Rashi, what would be the halacha? You're practicing how to write. Yeah. You're in fourth. You're just learning Hebrew, and you're practicing how to write. So do you need there to be an aleph on the page or a beis on the page? No, but you want to do the act of writing. So I ask you, what will be the halacha if a guy is practicing how to write? Is he chayiv or pater? Is it malach Hashem and
Sfeira?
According to Rashi in Rav Shimon, according to this Rashi,
Chayav.
Correct. Why? Because you do need the action.
Yeah.
Even though you don't need the writing. That's what I would read in this Rashi. Do you agree with that, Ravina, or you don't see it?
Yeah,
if you were doodling, then you might need pater because you don't really need.
You need neither the writing, nor do you need what was written, so doodling might be malach Hashem and Tzrich Lugufa, yeah.
So maybe that would be a machlokas between Tosfot and Rashi. Rashi doesn't see, Tosfot only seems to say that whenever you're accomplishing something with the same purpose as it was done in the Mishkan, not as in...
You're saying if it's practicing, according to Tosfot, you might be putter.
Yes.
Beautiful. You're saying, because if your goal of doing something is only to practice, that's not why they did things in the Mishnah. They didn't do things to practice. That's beautiful.
Yeah, wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Again, we're going to be able to find lots of differences, but none in Mishnayos or in Gemaras. Because Rashi knew all the Gemaras, and Tosfot knew all the Gemaras. So... And they account for every, and they can account from all of them. Yeah. We're going to be able to engineer our own differences. Okay, very good. Now, let's turn to Tosis and Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph, which is what you worked on today. Did anyone fill out the sheet?
Me and Alan did one done halfway.
Did you just do Tosis or you did Rashi's?
Both.
Good.
Well, Rashi... wasn't it basically just guessing what Rashi
yes.
would say?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Correct. But I think it's a good exercise. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's open up the Tosfos. Maybe we'll each person will read another case. We have 9 cases here. So
what would this
say? Tosfos Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. The reason why I picked, there are lots of discussions of Malach Hashem and Tzrich L'Gufa all over Masechet Shabbos and elsewhere. The reason why I like this Tosfot is because this Tosfot is one central place where he goes through like all 8 or 9 Gemaras. So it's just a very expedient way of seeing his perspective on the entire Sugya of Malach Hashem and Tzrich L'Gufa, which is a gigantic Sugya, by the way. We're not going to spend, I don't know if we may spend one more day at most, but otherwise, after that, we'll go weiter. Go ahead. Let's, who wants to read the first line? Yossi?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the previous Tosfos, the one-line Tosfos, pointed out that our Mishnah, where you have Reb Shimon at the end, Reb Shimon Poter, and this blank, unknown, anonymous Tanakama, he said that's the source how we know that there's Machlokas Reb Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Because it must be, I don't know how he figures out that the Tanakama must be Rabbi Yehuda, but that's how he, that's how Tosis learns that must be Machlokas Reb Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Go ahead.
Is there Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Poter, on the previous daf, and this one quoting the same exact thing? Or?
Yes, it is. Do you see, is there a note on the side of your Dibur HaMatzko Rabbi Shimon Poter?
Yeah, there's a...
Could you read what it says?
Trying to find where it's pointing to. It's like a little...
Do you have it in the margin on the right, or you have a letter?
I have a letter.
Okay, so letter.
It's like a nun.
So you have to find the nun. The different shaped nuns.
It says...
Gimel Zayin?
Gimel Zayin, Shayech Sham.
Gam Zeh Shayech Sham. This also is applied there. What's also... Look at the previous one. Look at the one right before nun. Look at Mem. No, look at the... In your, yeah, look at Mem.
Shaykh La'el B'mishna.
Sadi Gimel.
Sadi Gimel.
On the base. Right, the previous Tosos had that note. The previous Tosos, there's a note on it that says, this belongs earlier on the Mishnah Sadi Gimel and base. And this next Tosos has a note that says, this also is shaykh over there. So yes, this Mishnah and these Tosafot are either just didn't fit where the editor wanted to fit them, or for whatever reason they got out of order, but they don't belong on Tzadik Daled, they belong on Tzadik Gimel. Yeah, it happens once in a while, especially with big Tosafot.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Malacha Shemis Yirka Lugufa Kari. It appears to be that it's a Malacha Shemis Yirka Lugufa.
It's called, it's Kari, it's called when?
Kesh Ose Malacha Ve'in Tzarech Ve'oto Tzarech Ke'en Shehi Tzrichin
La Ke'en Shehayu
Ke'en Shehayu Tzrichin La B'mishan
Ella
Ella The Indian Akher.
Period.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Okay. That you do the malacha and you don't need it. Lo'oto Sorah. What's Lo'oto Sorah? It's for to need it. For its need.
Very important word.
Needed for him.
What's Lo'oto Sorah? Lo'oto for the same Sorah. What's a Sorah?
For the same need. For the same purpose.
For the same need. For the same purpose. Excellent. Why is that excellent? Because, I want to ask you, according to Tosos, is the definition of Malacha Shehinu Tzrich L'Gufa, if I see somebody doing something, and I want to say, did you do Malacha Shehinu Tzrich L'Gufa or not, should I look at his action, or do I have to read his mind? Okay. Is Malacha Shehinu Tzrich L'Gufa defined by the action, or by his intent?
His intent.
The
Kavanah.
According to Tosos, would be his action. Actually, it's different than what was done in the Mishkan.
So it's not as simple as it sounds. On one hand, Alan is saying that it's the intent, because Tosafot says you have to do it for the same intent that it was done in the Mishkan.
Yeah.
It's not so simple.
Yeah, you're right. It's also saying like you don't need the goof, but that's what Rashi says, no?
It's an act. It's clearly that the we'll have to figure out. What?
Go ahead.
We're going to have to see as it goes, because it's going to be a little bit more, it's not going to be
like,
so simple.
You can't categorize Rashi as Kavana and Tosos as
well. Oh, I'm not going to do that, no.
No, I'm not saying
maybe
you are.
Should I? Could I? Wait,
I'm not
one second.
You are.
Rashi's saying
that. Because there are cases that overlap. The Gemara and Chagiga have cases that overlap, and they differ on intention.
Remind me, what do you mean, the Gemara and Chagiga?
The Gemara and Chagiga talks about building, digging a pit.
Chofer Guma, right. Right, what you're...
You can say, I mean, the Gemara says that it could be like Rabbi Shimon or like Rabbi Huda, and with the same type of distinction between destroying your intention just to be Makalkel or your intention to be Bone, or your intention to have it have done specifically in the Mishkan or not, that ambiguity can apply to Rashi.
So let me ask you the following question. This is getting a little bit lumpish now. I dig a pit. And Alex digs a pit. I dig a pit because I need some dirt to plug up a hole in my wall, to plaster my wall.
But you're chayav.
That was, you dig the pit? Wait, who did what?
You did it.
I did it for the dirt. Alex digs a pit because he needs a place to hide his jewelry while he's going on vacation. He needs a hole in the ground. Okay? Right. So now I ask you, is that a difference in intent, or is that a difference in action?
That would be the intent.
Exactly.
But you're still doing the action. You're right.
No, but physically, it's the same action.
No, but you're using it for a different purpose. But in effect, you're building a different thing.
But I was getting dirt. Right. Alex was digging a hole.
Right, so in effect, what you're creating is a different...
So I made a pile of dirt. Alex dug a hole. So this is something that this is somewhat semantical, and it might be, I don't know if it's important to know the answer, but at least to be aware that you could look at it different ways, but okay.
But it's obviously the kavana of how you build it,
what are you doing?
The act of how you do it.
Well, physically we did the same thing.
Physically you did the same thing, but is it whether you're chayav or patur in how you use it? It both involves digging a hole, but then if you use it to take the dirt, then you're putter because it wasn't how it was done in the Mishkan. If you use it to store stuff in it, then you're using the hole. So then it's really, it's not so much the intention of how you build it, but then it's really the act of how you use it.
Meaning after I finish doing it, what am I going to do with it now?
What are you actually going to do with
meaning,
it?
Okay,
fine.
I feel like in the second case, would that be chayev?
In the case of the tear?
If you dig in to use the hole.
Yeah, he'll be chayev, yes. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
the first case, like,
I would be chayev, because you're just using the dirt.
If you just need the dirt.
Okay, I don't get it.
Let's see. Fine. So go ahead.
Hey, so I was up to Ke'inyan. Ke'in. And it is similar to what we would need for the Mishkan.
It's not like they would need in the Mishkan. Elo le'inin acher. Rather, it was needed for something else. When you do an act that's needed for something else, not like they needed it in the Mishkan. Now, the next few words are very important words, which I need your help to explain. Ki.
Ki hatzorek.
There's a new sentence.
Ki hatzorek shahaita melacha nasit bishvilo b'mishkan hu guf hamelechet b'sharshon.
Period. Read that again.
Okay. So, ki hatzorek shahaita melacha that which you need the malacha for to
the
do.
Need that was that this malacha was done for it in the Mishkan. I mean, that need that they did that in the Mishkan they needed this for
was for the for its essence.
That is that need again. That tzorech shahaita malacha naaseit bishvila b'mishkan. These are hard words.
Yeah.
The way he just puts them together. The need for which this malacha was done in the Mishkan, that is the essence and the source, the root of the malacha. What is this line saying?
That what makes you cry is what was done in the Mishkan.
It's not necessarily what happened in the Mishkan, but it's the same like root or it's like the same essence of what was done in
the
Mishkan.
Reason. The same reason, but that they accomplished the same goal.
Jesse, how did you understand this line?
The line of...
Second line.
The need that was done in the Mishkan was done for him. That was the need that was for which you do the malacha was for himself in the Mishkan. That's
no,
the,
it doesn't mean himself. It means
for it.
Guf hamalacha.
I think
that is
saying,
guf hamalacha.
You did it for the same reason, no?
In different words, I would say it's saying the purpose of the malacha is. The essence
the
of the malacha,
the need for which the malacha,
and the way of defining the malacha, and its source, is the.
What is bishvilo?
Is what we call the essence and the source of the malacha.
What is that?
What does that mean? Malacha bishvilo.
Translate it just like a lame translation, like
so. Say
it's,
before.
That's going on the words before it. Hatzorah shahayta malacha nasez bishvilo. The need. That the malacha was done for it, meaning for that need.
That's what we
it's
call
just
it.
A complicated way of saying
the need that the malacha was
that
done
so,
for
the reason why you did this malacha
in the Mishkan
is its essence
of
and
the malacha.
So you do basically you do it for the same reason though. Right?
So let me ask you a question. I'm not saying this is the right pshat. I think he's saying something complicated here. But let me ask you a question. Is weightlifting a malacha?
Well,
is bench pressing 300 pounds, five reps, is it a malacha?
No.
It's not a malacha.
It's not a malacha.
Okay, is...
Goof.
What?
I don't know.
You're ripping, right? You're ripping. Okay. Yeah. No, it's not a malacha.
It's
not a malacha. Yeah. Next case. What else? Is carrying a couch all around you up and downstairs a malacha?
No.
So make something a malacha. Right, exactly. So what's a malacha? Obviously, a malacha is not defined as hard work, clearly. Because we know there are a lot of hard works that are not malachas and a lot of easy things that are malachas.
It's okay.
So then what makes it yes a malacha? I guess the fact that it was done in the Mishkan. So once we're saying that the whole reason why something is or is not a malacha is not because of the act itself, but only because it is what was done in the Mishkan. So it ends up that whatever was done in the Mishkan turns into being, becomes the essential malacha. The guf and the shorish and the nature of what malacha is whatever was done in the Mishkan. We don't have any other source. We don't have any external way to make something into a malacha. If not for the fact that this was in the Mishkan. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he's trying to say. How could you define something as a real malacha or not a real malacha if you don't look at what the source of malacha is? The whole source of the malacha, of what defines something as yes or malacha or not a malacha, is not by the action, because something actions are hard or easy. That doesn't make something malacha. What makes something malacha is the fact that this was in the Mishkan. So if this same kind of thing was done in the Mishkan, that's going to make it malacha. If this same thing was not done in the Mishkan, if in the Mishkan they didn't dig for dirt, the reason why they did it had nothing to do with dirt, it had to do with because they wanted pits. So if I dig for dirt and it's not for a pit, so it wasn't what was done in the Mishkan. That's just not going to be what a malacha is. And Torah only says you get, your chayev, a korban, or kares, or skila, if you do a malacha from the Mishkan. This isn't from the Mishkan.
The essence of the malacha. So digging a hole is the essence of digging a hole.
Tosus is saying in complicated words, I don't know why he writes them in such complicated words, that what defines a malacha as a malacha is not the action, but the fact that this is what was done in the Mishkan. It could have been a big thing, could have been a little thing, but if that was what was done in the Mishkan, then that's what makes it a malacha. So therefore, the fundamental parameter to figure out if something should or shouldn't be a malacha is whether this same kind of...
The maisa itself was done in the Mishkan.
Or the intent, the goal. We're focusing more on the goal. The goal was done in the... This was the goal of the Mishkan. So if that's my goal, so that's the Torah calls malacha.
Maybe Tosfos is using goof because he's trying to tie... Like semantically, malacha shentuch legufa to goof.
That is probably true. I didn't think of that until right now, until what you're saying.
So what
does
malacha shentuch
legufa
mean?
Those
leaf
are
a malacha she'ena naasit bishvilo b'mishkan. That would be a malacha she'ena tuch legufa. Is a malacha she'ena naasit bishvilo b'mishkan.
I just think that Tosfot is remarking on, is that a word? On the fact that
commenting.
Whenever you are doing an activity, how do we define an activity? By the result that it accomplishes, by the purpose of your purpose of doing the activity. So what is otzah? What is lighting a fire? What is doing a malacha that was done in the Mishkan? Then we just have to look on the purpose of why did we light fires on the Mishkan, and that's what we define as.
So you're just changing the word essence with purpose.
He's saying that's what shorish is. Yeah. No. I mean, Tosa says it. He says that tzorach. No, that's what tzorach means. Tzorach is purpose. The word tzorach means purpose.
I'm not changing goof. I'm saying he had tzorach.
That's what tzorach means.
That
purpose.
Goof hamalacha. The essence.
That purpose is the very source for what is something being a malacha or not being a malacha. Okay. Now let's go into the details. Ulafize. Go ahead, Yossi. Start.
Okay.
First run line.
Ati kulahu shapir. Okay. And
what do those three words mean?
And the fi means like for, therefore.
According to this, according to what I just explained,
it'll be good.
It'll be good. What's ati?
Comes around.
Comes. What's kulhu?
All of it.
All of them. Shapir.
Good. Or
all of them will come perfectly. Everything will work out well. You with me, Alan?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Now he's going to start.
Huh?
Go ahead, Yossi. Read the first case.
Hosat amed. In sarik lamed.
Meaning, Rabbi, sorry, I want to make sure I understand this. So, lefi ze atikol shabrim means that according to this we would understand all the melachos?
According to what the definition I just gave from Lachashen Atzuch HaGufa, all of the cases of Lachashen Atzuch HaGufa will now make sense. Okay. Meaning, now I could go through, now that I explained to you what it is, I could show you all the 9 cases and you'll see that they all fit this definition.
Okay,
so Hotzat Amed and Sarek Lamed, you don't need the dead body. Who Mishkan Hayu Srikin the Chefetzim Shehotzu.
Period.
Yeah, so over here, when you carry the dead body, you don't need the dead body, whereas in the Mishkan, you needed it to take out the item.
Oh, you didn't say what Tessa said.
It says, "Mishkan hayu shirchin lechefetzim shalatzato." You needed to, for the mission, you needed to take out the items.
You needed the items that you took out.
Yeah.
Here, you do need the items. There, you don't need the items.
Yeah.
You don't need the dead body. There, you need the animals.
No, there wasn't talking about hotzah. There's no hotzah by animals.
No, whatever you need.
Fine. Now I'm going to ask you a fun question. Do you remember when we saw the Rashi?
Yeah, I was just thinking about
it. Do you remember
that
when we saw the Rashi that Reuven read?
You don't need the mace,
and you don't need the
things.
Item, nor do you need the act.
Right. Tosis
is right. Only talking about do you need the item or not. But he doesn't care about whether you need the act. It sounds from Tosis that to make it a Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, it has to be that you don't need the item. Right. But the
what
act...
Where was that Rashi? It was what was it?
But I hear also a machloket Rashi here and there. I mean, Rashi here doesn't really mention anything about the needing of the ad. Hilka, it doesn't mention anything about the needing of the malacha, just I don't need the body here. I don't need the body there. Sorry.
Are you reading the Rashi?
Yes.
He's reading the Rashi here. I'm Tzadik Yaman Bey. It's the previous Amud.
Rav Shimon Kotter.
V'chol melach ha'shen etzricha elo l'salka me'alav. Havi melach ha'shen etzricha gufa de ritzono lo ba'alo v'lo ha'yotzarech la. De ritzono lo ba'alo. Well, I'm not sure what he means by this double language.
Maybe
Birtsono.
The Birtsono lo balo is the
act.
Analogy of the act of you don't need the act.
Yeah. He doesn't need the item. I'm not sure.
That not only he doesn't need the body there, he also doesn't really want to do it.
He doesn't have any interest in doing a hotza. Exactly. I don't need to take anything outside right now.
Maybe
I just
trying to love the Nazis Bishilo.
You wouldn't have read it if you wouldn't have the other Rashi there. I wouldn't have read it that way. Actually, I didn't really understand in the beginning what the view sono lo balo. Maybe that's what it means.
Because for his need, it doesn't come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Let's see the next. So that's something to think about. How this? If you could remind me, Reuven, afterwards, I have to put this in my notes. This point. This. Possible machlok at Rashi and Tosfot.
Okay.
Remind me later. Okay, Alex, you want to read the next case that he's going to Tosfot goes through?
Sure.
Sad Nachash.
Shalo Yishkenu.
Yishkenu. What does Yishkenu mean?
So that it won't bite.
Him.
Him.
The new is him.
So it won't bite him. So sharing stakes in order so that it won't bite him. Einot sorry, the Nachash. It's not for the. He doesn't need the snake. But Mishkan, Hayu, Srifin, But in the Mishnah, you needed the skins, like badger skins.
Oh, I don't know how they translate as badger. Yeah, these colorful skins.
The
colorful skins.
The dyes.
And you needed the chilah tachash animal, and you need the chilazan snail. Again, Tosus is talking about the needing the item. The chilazon is the snail that means chilat.
Sea animal, right?
Yeah, that means it's chilat.
Snail means that it's from the sea, or a snail.
The word snail doesn't necessarily. We have snails that grow here. I'll show you if you all come with me on morg on the ledge in front of morg.
Okay.
There's snails. My kids. Take them, put them in shoe boxes, and bring them to my
house.
Oh,
okay, fine.
Like tolaim? Like in SpongeBob?
What?
Tolat?
No, that's a worm. A snail? A chilazon? I don't know.
Okay.
But what again, Tosus here is saying that you don't need the item. That sounds like we've just explained Tosus in the previous line. He's not talking about needing the malacha per se, he's talking about needing the item that you're doing the malacha with. Next case, Alex.
And the Umakis Morsa, Lahotzi Lecha, Lahotzi Lecha, Hamezikzu.
Hamazikato.
Hamazikato.
Which is short for what two words?
Yes.
Hamazik Oto. In one word, Hamazikato. The Lecha that is damaging you, that is causing you pain. From the word nizikin, yes.
So they got the
pus, liquid.
The pus that's damaging. Ein omed lehachnis avir. You don't need to stand. It doesn't need to be open to for the air to enter. Lahotzi.
Before you, did I tell you to ask you to do the Gemara about? The two-way street? No. Okay, I'm sorry. So I apologize for not... Okay, when it comes to... Where is this Gemara? Does any of you have a source in your Gemaras where this is referring to?
I didn't have
it. Yeah, I think it was on Mara Makonis Street number 12. I don't have Mara Makonis Street number 12.
No.
Here. Oh, I can't get it.
Yeah.
Could I see it, please? Okay, if you turn your Gemaras to...
Making a one-way door is not what they did in the Mishnah.
Alright, where is it?
You just said Tosfot, he's more saying than like...
Kuvav Amud Beis, maybe?
Wait.
Let's look at Kufav on the base, please. I'm sorry, Kufzayin Amad Aleph. You might have seen this like a week or two ago. Like the week before Hanukkah.
The Gemara and the Mishnah?
The Gemara before the end of the Perek. About 9 lines before the end of the Perek. There's a star. Hamapis Mursa B'Shabes. Kufzayin Amad Aleph. Hamapis Mursa B'Shabes. Im lasot la peh chayav. If your intention is to make for it a peh, you're chayav. What's a peh?
An opening.
What does that mean? I'm trying to...
It's like air can come in. It would be a problem for like instead of in Mavis Morsa, if you don't do it for the pus, you do it because you want to be an opening.
Right. I don't just do it because I want to get rid of this inflammation, but I want to have a drainage point. Yeah. Then chayev. Imahotzi menalei. If I just want to get rid of this pimple because it looks ugly, I want to get rid of the liquid inside, then pater. Says Rashi. Is there Rashi? Yeah. Chayev, Mishur says Rashi, Chayev in the second skinny line. I'm sorry.
Mishum bone petach o mishum taken kli. What? You want to start from Matis?
No, it's different. We just. from Chayav, from the second skinny line, Chayav, Mishum Bona, Petach. You built a Petach. What's a Petach?
Okay.
A doorway, right. Oh, Mishum Atakin Kli. Or you're establishing a Kli. Mali Atakin Maka, Mali Atakin Kli. What's the difference whether you're, Rashi just pointing out, why would this be Atakin Kli? Because what's the difference if you're fixing a wound or fixing a Kli? You're fixing something. Fine. Im Lahotzi Lecha Shel Achshav. If your only goal is to get rid of whatever liquid here is presently, the pus that's here right now, Veina Choshesh, you don't care. Im Tachzor, if it goes back with Tistom Miad and seals up immediately, then your Pater, and Rashi says, Umutter. Right? These are one of the three cases that are Mutter. Dein Kantikun. There's no, you didn't fix anything. And it's not us the Rabbanon either. Rabbanon Ami Lo Gazerba. Rabbis also didn't make a gzera on it. Gazer ba shvut. I'm sorry, they didn't make a gzera to Rabbanon of a shvut. Mishum tzav, because there's pain involved. So here the Gemara is telling us that the fundamental problem with making a mapis mursa, doing mapis mursa, or the potential problem with mapis mursa, if you want to make it into a petach, where it will be continually able to drain, if you want to make a drainage, there's a word for that.
An incision?
Catheter. Well, catheters are there. They put catheters in when they want to have a drainage to... a catheter, I think, is just a tube, right?
Yeah.
Catheter is just a tube that allows... Yeah, it's just a tube that allows drainage from different parts of the body. It could be drainage from the... It could be catheter from the ear. It could be catheter for urine to come out. Just depends where they put the tube in. So here, Rashi tells us that the in is building. So, what's the purpose of a... Building a doorway, Rashi said. What's the purpose of building a doorway?
Bring things in and out.
Okay, so now we could look at Tosus again. Who's reading this? Go ahead.
So if you want to build an opening that you can enter and exit, if you need it, it's not comparable to what's on the openings of the Mishkan because they were. If it is an opening for going in and out, something entering and exiting, then it would be high because similar to the opening.
So here Tosis is doing something that's very difficult that I'm assuming most people weren't able to get here. This extra line that Tosis has. Here Tosis is saying it doesn't only matter if the pad that I made happens to be able to drain in and out, drain the liquid out and let the air in. It depends on why I did it. If I just happened to make the way I popped the pimple is I made it drain properly with a two-way street, that's still not going to make it chayev. Why? Because even if though it does end up letting stuff in and out, it's not omade. What does the word omade, does that mean?
Made for.
It's not made for that. And therefore, if your goal is to make a opening, then you'll be chayev. If your goal is just to get the stuff outside, to get rid of the liquid, then even if it actually did get popped in a way that will allow a two-way interchange, mm-hmm. you're still going to be pater.
Omed is made for?
Omed, it's standing for this. It's set up for this, yeah. It's omed lezeh, it's standing for this. This is why you did it. Fine. Next case. So in other words, in the Mishkan, all the cases, whenever you build doorways, they're built so that people could go in and out. When you pop pimples, that's not your goal. To have people coming, to have it going in and out. And if you do have that intention, then it will be chayav. Fine.
Well, what if you do it because you don't like the way it looks, because that's not for sar?
So you're asking, is appearance alone going to make it pater or mutter? Is the appearance alone going to be considered tzar? I doubt it. I doubt it. I would assume it should be also derabbanan. Yeah, maybe. It's really, I mean, tsar, tsar has to be enough tsar that we say that it's like we're going to let you, that the Rabbanim wouldn't have instituted their takanat Rabbanim. It's like enough pain that we don't want to put you, we don't want to cause you so much pain, we're not going to make an instituted Rabbanim here. It sounds like it has to be a lot of pain. Because, I mean, it's like, if you have a little minor, just a heavy headache, you know, just your head is heavy, a little tiny headache, that's not enough to take a medicine. It has to be like a headache. I assume it's the same halacha.
What?
Nothing.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So you're saying, let's say, you know, a girl's going on a date, and she did on, you know, Friday night date, and she has a big pimple smack in the middle of, so it's going to be a severe emotional pain. I guess we have to, discuss it.
That's a good point. It's fine.
Depends if she's got... Okay. Fine. Jesse, you want to do the next case?
Riga, samazikin, and killing pests.
That's a great word.
Ain tzarich lahem. You don't need it to kill them for themselves. Them.
You don't need what?
You don't need them.
Thank you. Why do I like that you said them and not killing them?
Because you still killed them. Because you did need to kill them.
Well, this just goes back to the point I said 10 minutes ago. This is the third time that we've seen in Tosos that he's focusing on do you need the item or not need the item.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to the diak that we made in Rashi where he's addressed that it's enough if you don't need the action.
Oh, I thought like you can make... You don't
need
the action. You don't need...
No, he doesn't say, Ein tzarech lahargam. He says, Ein tzarech...
You don't need them. They needed the leather of the deers that were shechted.
Rams. Good. Next case, Reuven.
Where are we going?
First one on the line is Hamazikim. No, that Jesse just read. I was just telling Yossi where the place is. In the middle of that line,
wait,
so we're chofer.
Like, also,
I'm sorry, Tosim Sadi Dalet Amin Aleph.
Sadi
Dalet. Yeah, we went back to Tosim. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Just give Yossi a minute. It's the sixth line or so. First word on the line is Hamazikin, Ein Tzarich Lahem. In the middle of that line, it says Bechofer Guma.
Yep.
Go ahead, Rabbi.
Ve'enu tzarech ela le'afara, v'mishkan hayu tzarechim le'guma, lin'otz ba, o le'davar acher.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It
means that if you're digging a pit for, you don't need the pit, but what you need is the dirt, then...
Can anyone tell me when you need dirt? When do you need dirt?
Why should you ever dig because you need dirt?
I mean, it could be a lot of cases.
You're planning on building in a week.
Okay, or you plan on building this afternoon, Shabbos afternoon. Or you want to do Kisui Hadam on Yontif.
What?
You want to do Kisui Hadam. What's Kisui Hadam? Mitzvah from the Torah, Kisui Hadam. What's
to bury the blood of the...
Right, so you need dirt. So before you do the Shechita, which you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you want to get some... On Yontif, thank you. You want to get some dirt ready to sprinkle over the blood. So this is actually the discussion, the very first Mishnah of Masechet Beitza. Another name for Masechet Beitza is Masechet
Yom Tov.
There it talks about covering the dirt, and it says, wait, how do you have dirt? It says, oh, you did it on Yontif or Shabbos, so this could relate to that when you learn Beitza. Fine. Now, the next case, let me just introduce, because I'm sure, unless Rabbi Hillman told you, it was very hard to do the next case. Zav. What's a Zav? A Zav is a man that has some kind of discharge, not semen, not sperm, but some other kind of liquid is coming out from that same place. And I don't remember the details, but he has to have, just like a need...
We don't have that nowadays.
We don't have it. No, there is. That's correct.
Like we do have like this kind of not sicknesses.
We have, yeah. They could. I think in English they call it gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. That's what
I don't know. What gonorrhea is. I just see it in the English. You know, they translate
Zai. Google
it. No internet connection. So whatever liquid comes out. So the halacha is deraisa. In order, what? But it's some other kind of liquid. whatever the Torah says, that after he has this liquid come out of him, I don't know if maybe it happened three times over a period of 3 days. Oh, a zava also. A woman who has blood, this is not menstrual blood. A woman who has menstrual blood is a nida. She becomes a nida. If she has blood, if the menstrual blood comes out, if she has bleeding from that same place 3 days, one after the other, then she's called not a nida, but a zava. A zava is much more stringent, and without getting into what the stringencies are, a zav is more stringent. So let's talk about a zav, because that's what we're talking about here. So the zav has a, let's say he has to, he puts a part, kind of pocket on his body. It's almost, you know, it's from the description, it sounds almost like this shape, you know, shaped like a condom or something. It's called a kiss, a little pocket. And why does he wear it? Because he knows he has this stuff coming out of his body, he doesn't want to ruin his clothing. In the same way that women wear protective liners or to protect their clothing with their...
People in the keys? What?
No. He takes a little pocket, a little thing that's shaped like a pocket, and puts it on the bottom of his body. So that's what we're talking about in the next case. So why are you... Are we talking about... I don't remember if we're talking about carrying it out, meaning he's wearing it, or we're talking about making the pocket. I don't remember which. The next line is going to talk about carrying, but there's another case where the Mishnayos talk about making it, so that's why I'm not. Okay, let's assume it's carrying for now. Alan, did you get up to this part?
Yeah, we did.
You want to read it?
Yeah.
The Zav.
How does it start?
Ola Davar Acher, period.
Ola Davar Acher. The Zav,
Yitnifu
kilav. I didn't write that word.
Anyone know what yitnifu means? What does kilav mean? That's the easier one.
Clothing.
Good, good. Kalim doesn't always mean utensils like pots and pans and spoons. Kalim also means clothing. What's tinuf? Tinofet? Dirt, dirtiness, dirty. Yeah. So zav, with his kiss, shelo yitnifu kilav, with his pocket that he puts on his body so that his dirt clothing doesn't get dirty. Stop. What does it mean?
He
doesn't
need the kiss
for
himself, no?
The kiss itself. He doesn't need to take out this. Why is he carrying it? Why does he need it? Just to protect his clothing.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need the kiss. He just it's a protective device.
He needs to protect the
right. Now let me point something out. This, whatever Tosin is saying here, could be a great application. Halacha l'maisa, is a woman allowed to wear either a tampon or a panty liner on Shabbos, or is it carrying? That happens to be.
She's
yeah, let's talk about the right. Let's talk about the right.
It's like a band-aid.
What?
It's like a band-aid.
No, it's not like a band-aid. Why is it not like a band-aid? Why do you wear a band-aid?
Because you wanna protect it to don't get blood in there.
That's why you wear band-aids.
No.
I'm glad you understand. Good. Right. A band-aid is protecting your body as opposed to this, it's to protect the clothing. Okay.
It seems like the right is certainly it's not a sword.
So let's see. So, right, that's what it sounds like.
Well, depending
so it happens to be that halacha l'maisa, it is permitted for a woman to wear those panty liners because they have one side of them has an adhesive that sticks into the underwear, and therefore it's batel, I think, batel to their undergarments. Batel means it's like secondary to the undergarments, it's not even considered carrying
it. What if it's like a tampon, if it's not?
A tampon, I don't know the halacha, I have to look it up.
Because I have a similar question also, like if someone has a nosebleed and he wants to put like something in his nose.
Excellent, yeah. So that...
But that's not to protect his clothes.
That's not to protect his clothes. That might be better, you're saying. We could check this up later. We could check this up. Fine, check
this up. It was a lot of masa for me a few weeks ago, and there's no error in
my name. Oh, really? Flash name up. Okay.
Okay, so should we continue?
Please.
So,
okay, so the one more thing. However, sometimes, like I said, when a woman, we're familiar with halachas of nida, is that while a woman is a nida, she sees her dam, and then she has to count 7 days. Now those 7 days, she has to make sure that they're clean days. What does it mean that they're clean
days?
Days?
Stop it. Some days. No, from the day that start.
Hold on. Right. From days that... Halacha l'maisa. I'm not telling you what's nida midaraisa midarabana, but halacha l'maisa, a woman has her nida, she has her period, and let's say she has her period for 3, 4, 5 days. After that, she has to count 7 clean days. So, she counts 7 clean days. So, she has to know whether each day was clean or not. It's important for her to know that, isn't it? Because if it wasn't, let's say on the second day of her 7 clean days, there ends up being a stain or some blood comes out, that means she has to start again. So the Zav also has a similar situation that, let's say he's wearing a pocket not just to protect his clothing, but because he really needs to see if anything's coming out. Let's say it's like a white pocket, so if any this liquid comes out, that's what that's it. Go ahead.
So...
Va'afilu...
ואפילו למנון ראיתו או נקים לצליחה עקיף מכל מקום אין צריך להוצאה זו.
ואפילו למנות ראיותיו. What's למנות ראיותיו?
To count the...
His seeings. What does it mean, his seeings? I think, when does he become a Zav? Only if he has 3 seeings.
He has to check.
He has to count... Did I see today, or only yesterday? Did I see 3 times? That's to see if he becomes a Zav or not. Or once he becomes a Zav, what does he have to check?
To make sure he's clean.
To make sure that he has his days of cleanliness, days that he's clean. That's onikiyah. That's the 2 things. If you eliminate riotav, that's to count that he's, see if he's seeing onikiyah, or to see if he's, they're clean days. Where he does need the kiss, nevertheless, that's not called malach ha-tzrich l'gufa, because... Ain't Sarech?
Sorry, did you skip something out?
Go ahead.
Ain't Sarech? No. Ain't Sarech Yotzazo,
Hachinami.
The Hachinami.
Here too, it's just as good.
Yidbi Betar Dokhta.
Stop, 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 that's the next case. So, this is a hard line. Who knows what this means? Ain't Sarech Lahotzazu, Dahachanami, Sagile. What is Sagile? It's enough. Sagi is sufficient. Enough for him, it should be sufficient. E Yativ, if he. What's Yativ, Alex?
Well.
Sit. If he sits, Bechad Duchta. In one. What's Duchta?
Place.
Place. What does this mean?
It had nothing to do with Hotzai. He would have just been in his house and done all this stuff.
Right. I mean, he doesn't need to do a Hotza on his pocket.
He's somewhere else.
And therefore, what he does take it somewhere else, he wasn't needing the Hatzah. This line is very important for me. This is the first time in the past 4 or 5 cases of Tosos where Tosos says where you don't need the action. Until now, he was saying you don't need the item, you don't need the item, you don't need this animal, you don't need this item, you don't need this pest, you don't need this item. This is the first time that he says you don't need the Hatzah. Okay, so that makes me wrong. So my whole diuk in Tosos is wrong.
Your diuk in Tosos is forcing machlokas between Rashi and Tosos.
That's exactly what my goal is, right? And now I see that I can't. Because Tosos, in some cases, he was saying you don't need the item, and here he's saying you don't need the action. You definitely do need this item. You need the kiss. That's what he's saying. You need it to count his riot, or you need it. That's what the second part of this line of Tosas is saying. The first part was saying you don't need the, maybe you don't need the kiss.
Is that why you skipped in your boxes? You basically skipped this case when you were listing them. You didn't list this case.
Make your pocket for his
obvious. No, because I adjusted it after. You saw the first, you downloaded it from, I adjusted it today. I have an updated version.
Oh, making a pocket for his own.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. You saw the old version.
I'm just working.
I skipped it because I thought it would be too difficult because there was so much involved. Should we finish with this or should we do one more line? Fine. So let's stop here. And I don't know if we have to go through the rest of the cases. I would like you to finish this Tosas next few lines. Yeah, for yourself, yeah.
Oh, it's very interesting.
It doesn't sound like
Do I need, when a guy is going, when a woman's going out with a with a tampon or panty liner, does she need to take a panty liner over there? No, she just needs it. She could just for the same price stay at home. And even if she needs it, no, let's say she's wearing, or he's wearing, let's say he's wearing it to check, he needs to know if something's coming out or not. For how, he needs to know. So he needs the item, he needs the kiss there. But he doesn't need it $3 down. He could, for the same price, stay at home and see if anything's coming out of his body. So that's what Tosfos is saying. You don't need the hotza'a. How can you call this a malacha where you needed to do a hotza'a? You don't need to do a hotza'a. You can stay home and still, you'll have your kiss there and it'll be clean or not clean, but you don't need it. You don't need the hotza'a.
Okay, I'll think about it.
You need the hotza'a to keep the key, to keep the kiss.
You need the hotza if you want to go outside, but that's not, that's exactly what Tosfos is understanding.
No, the binder.
Alec Goldstein, I don't know if I know his number,
concepts are very nebulous concepts, they're not well defined, they're not very clear.
I think that's Tosfos' goal. He's trying to show you eight cases telling you.
But in each of them, and one of them, this one particularly, there's a distinct Gemara. That means, are we learning through these eight cases different criterions? Can we read these cases?
No, Tosfos is trying to show you there's one universal criteria, and he's illustrating each one of them so that you can hopefully.
So then, why wouldn't Tosfos say, and this one I'm making a big distinction for you? The fact that you have to make that you're concerned of making the yukim in the cases of Tosfos.
I really thought I was getting somewhere. I really thought I was getting somewhere. And then I got bopped in the head. I really thought I was...
Just now?
Yeah, just now. I didn't prepare this.